Thoughts on Mark, Mark chapter 16, verses 17 and 18. Remarkable powers. Let me read the verses. Here is Christ speaking. And these signs will accompany those who believe. You are to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And so on. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons, they will speak in new languages, they will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well. Mark chapter 16, verses 17 to 18. I say remarkable powers. Can anybody deny it? The power of picking up snakes and drinking poison and not being hurt by it, driving out demons, the ability to heal and so on. These are tremendous powers. The ability to speak in new languages that they've never learned and all the rest. It is indeed a catalogue of tremendous powers. But here, I know this discourse is going to please nobody. It hardly pleases me. But here I'm going to bring into play my cautionary remarks about this passage, this section from verse 9 to the end of Mark. I'm not going to build any doctrine on this passage alone. In the previous passage, go into all the world and preach the gospel, I think I can justify that from other places, and certainly the Acts of the Apostles. And although there are signs like this in verses 17 and 18 throughout the Acts of the Apostles, I'm going to be very cautious. And I just put some suggestions to you. Do you take these signs, these promises, remarkable promises, tremendous powers, do you take these powers to be the normal Christian life? Well, I don't see you can pick and choose. It's 100%, it seems to me. I don't see any qualification here. These signs will accompany those who believe. They will have the power to lay their hands on people and heal them. They will be able to drink poisons. They will be able to do this and the rest of it. And I dare say there are those who claim to have these powers. I certainly do not claim to have them, and I don't see them marked out through the New Testament entirely. I also think you should go, and I do, try to, go to the big picture. And as I look at the rest of the New Testament, I do see apostolic powers very similar to these things. I see Paul, for example, picking up sticks, and a snake, a viper, an adder, or something, latches onto his wrist, his arm, but he's not poisoned to death. And I do see these evidences, and I do see some times when the apostles were able to exercise powers which God's Spirit working in them healed people. But I don't see it's the general norm for every believer throughout this age. I think there's abundant evidence for 15 and 16 for preaching the gospel to every creature. But whether we're meant to have these powers, I am very doubtful. Hebrews 2 tells me that these were apostolic signs confirming the gospel. And I see it elsewhere, the signs of an apostle, I read. Well, I gave cautionary remarks at the beginning of this section, and I stand by it. I think the idea that we can have snake dancing and drink poisons and so on, just out of bravado, as it were, or the claim to heal people. I mean, Paul didn't have that power. He never claimed it. There was no claiming of it in these New Testament times, the Acts of the Apostles. I think that's over the top. As I said, this is not going to please anybody, this discourse. But be very cautious, my friend. These are remarkable powers. They are a summary, I think, of the apostolic age, and I go only as far as that. The lasting thing, I think, is whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe is condemned, and is condemned already.